It's the Jim Bohannon Show, and it's not Jim Bohannon? Hey, come on, the hardest working guy in radio gets a long weekend once in a while, doesn't he? And that's what's going on tonight. Hope he's having a restful one. I'm Jim's pal, Holland Cook, sitting in with you. And this hour, your advice for the class of 2010. If you were delivering the graduation speech to this year's high school seniors, or the commencement address to a university class of 10, what advice would you offer?
What are you going to do now?
I was going to go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, I meant with your future.
Your life.
Well, that's a little hard to say.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it. What do you think about it?
Yes, sir, I will.
I've said.
Dustin Hoffman as the graduate in what has to be one of your top 10 movies of all time if you're a baby boomer like I am. If you haven't seen it lately, rent it. And this hour, what advice would you whisper in the graduate's ear? 1-866-505-4626.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
1-866-505-4626. What would you tell the class of 2010 if you were the commencement speaker? 1-866-50-JIMBO. Let me say this another way. If you knew then what you know now, what would you tell the younger you? This is, of course, commencement and graduation season, and commencement speakers tend to be celebrities.
It is truly an honor to stand before you here on this joyous day as your commencement speaker. Now, I was also to go and give a commencement speech in Arizona. But with my accent, I was worried they're going to deport me back to Austria. So I canceled that idea right away.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger delivering the recent commencement address at Emory University.
I'm here today to inspire you and to pump you up. Of course, I have to say that not everyone is going to be as hungry as I always was, or as ambitious, or as intense. And let me tell you, if someone told me that something is impossible, I will go out and do it. That's just the way I always was. I was told to my face, you're nothing but a giant muscle. You can't act. You have no future, and you have an accent that is laughable. And that's exactly what my wife Maria said to me on our first date.
Now, maybe you and I don't have stories to tell quite that good, or a repertoire of catchphrases that'll carry the speech.
I was a little bit worried about and was wondering what I should be talking about here today. So, of course, I sent my staff out and did a little survey here amongst some of your students. It was interesting when you look at the numbers. 17% wanted me to be inspirational. 23% wanted me to give practical advice. And 30% just wanted to have their money back from their movie Jingle All the Way. Can't get no respect around here. But anyway, the other 30% wanted me to say the following lines. So here we go. Hasta la vista, baby. It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all. Crush your enemies. See them driven before you and hear the lamentation of their women.
How can we compete with that without his writers? But seriously, or whimsically, if you were the commencement speaker, what would you tell the graduating class of 2010? Let's go to Rudy in Juneau, Alaska. You have the podium.
Hello, Alan. Thank you for taking my call. I would make it very simple. That is, I would tell them, kids, Stay home with your parents. Don't move out. Live there till you are about 45. And you'll be fine. Don't leave. You got 3 squares, a meal, borrow your dad's car. You can watch the TV. Don't even go out.
Parents all across the USA are reeling in horror. Karen from Missouri, what advice would you have for this year's graduating seniors?
I would tell them to never stop learning, to never stop laughing, even if it's at themselves, and to always have somebody or something to love.
Thank you for calling, Karen. How about Mick in Akron, Ohio? What would your sage advice be for the class of 10?
They should take pride in their nation. There's too much infighting in our country. I'm a veteran, and I live in a small town near Akron, Ohio, and we have a memorial that we built called the Ohio Veterans Memorial Park. And on that is the names of 3,065 Ohio veterans who lost their lives in Vietnam. If anybody out there is ever in our area, we sure invite them to stop by and take a look at this.
Hey, Mick, thank you very much for your service. And I think that you raise a good point, is that kiddos graduating today really should feel as though they owe something to their government. Even if it's not in the military, is there some way that you can give back because you yourself have been taken care of to this point? How about your advice for the class of 2010, 1-866-505-4626. Let's go to Carl in the Laurie, Missouri. What's your sage advice for this year's seniors?
I would say always tell the truth and show some integrity. Not only did this Blumenthal lie, I think our chief executive of the United States is the biggest liar we've ever had.
Would you say that right from the podium?
Doggone right I would. I'm a veteran of both Korea and Vietnam, and this bugs me, this apologizing for the United States everywhere he goes.
Let's get Carl to do the commencement speech at one of the military academies. How about your advice? We're going to go back to the phones when we come back. It's the Jim Bohannon Show, and I'm Holland Cook. He went to the high school I went to. It's Paul Simon, of course, in Kodachrome. It's the Jim Bohannon Show, and I'm Holland Cook. This hour, we're asking your advice for the graduating class of 2010. Suppose you were delivering the commencement address. What would you tell this year's seniors? Let's go to Ohio, and Mark, your advice.
My advice is to honor thy mother and father, and dittos to Rudy in Alaska. I didn't marry until I was 48. I took care of my mom until she died when I was 46. She was 71, and that was the best thing I ever did. I took care of my parents until they passed away, and simply stated, honor thy mother and father. To be sure to be go to your own grave in peace, then.
It's kind of hard to feel as though you have any unfinished business under those circumstances. Michael is in La Quinta, California, so it's good evening there, right, Michael?
That's right. That's right. How are you?
What is your advice for the graduating class of 2010?
They need to form their own opinions. They need to start over for this country. You know, a new system of government, new thinking, new technology. You know, I'm a physician. I'm an internist. And so when we're on call and we get a call from the emergency room to come and evaluate a patient to see if they need to be admitted, we usually start over again. We don't look at the diagnosis from the ER doctor and say, oh, this is what he said. And so this is what the diagnosis is. We start fresh. We get a new history. And so I'm telling the 2010, you guys need to start fresh. Because I think over the last 10 years, the last decade, I've learned that everything that I was told from liberals and from conservatives has basically been a lie. You know, a lot of things that I believe I grew up in this country, they're not true. They're urban legends.
So you would tell the graduating class of 2010, keep an open mind.
That's right. That's right. Don't fall into this conservative liberal trap. You know, we need people who are free thinkers in this country. We don't have any more of those people, and that's what we need from them.
Okay, Doc, thank you for calling the Jim Bohannon Show. Let's go to Atlantic City, New Jersey. And, Gary, what would be your advice if you were the commencement speaker for the class of 10?
This would be me behind the pulpit. To all of you graduates of 2010, you are about to embark upon a mean, horrible, rotten, cruel world, and do the best you can to make it a better place.
There's a pep talk. Okay, Gary, let's go to Pennsylvania. And Donna, what is your advice? If you were the commencement speaker, what would you tell this year's graduating class?
To set a goal for themselves and strive to complete it and become a better person with themselves as well as their peers.
Do you remember your graduation day?
I wasn't there.
Why not?
I had ran away from home to get married.
Hey, I was just going to ask, if you knew then what you know now, what would you tell the younger you?
Keep on going to school. Don't let high school be the goal. Go to college.
Blossom.
Yeah, become something.
And don't elope on the spur of the moment, right?
Yes.
1-866-505-4626. It's a time for joy, a time for tears, a time we'll treasure through the years. We'll remember always graduation day. And what would you say to them that would be memorable if you were speaking at commencement? 1-866-50-JIMBO. Let's go to Frank in Utica, New York. What words of wisdom would you share with this year's seniors, Frank?
Well, I would impart a very short statement to them that would go something along this line. For the next 40 years or better, you're going to have to decide where to live, where to work, and who to do those things with. I would tell them to choose a woman who can cook, choose a state with no income tax, and choose a job you love. Because the worst thing in the world is to live with somebody you don't like, work in a job that you can't stand, and spend way too much money on tax.
That is great advice. Thank you, Frank. Let's go to Waterloo, Iowa. Rosie, you're on the Jim Bohannon Show. And what would you tell this year's graduating seniors?
To love God and to get rid of drugs in your generation. Avoid it at all costs.
Thank you very much for offering that. 1-866-505-4626. What would you tell the folks who are just embarking on their adult lives? 1-866-50-JIMBO here during graduation season. Let's go back to Missouri, and we have another Donna. What would be your advice if you were standing there at the podium?
You are not entitled to everything. You need to work for everything you've got. Don't expect a handout, because you know what? Everybody expects a handout, and it's much better if you work for it yourself.
I'll tell you, it is a real shocker when you get out of college and suddenly there isn't a place that's got meals prepared for you, a place to sleep that somebody has already provided. When you turn on the light switch, the lights go on. All of that stuff was just so automatic in college or in high school when you were living with your mom and dad. What would you tell this year's graduating seniors? Let's have some more fun with this between now and the top of the hour. We got a couple of lines open, so give us a buzz at 866-505-4626. That's 866-50-JIMBO. It's Holland Cook on the Jim Bohannon Show. Your advice for the graduating seniors in the class of 2010. If you were standing at the podium in cap and gown, what would you tell this year's crop? 1-866-505-4626. That's 1-866-50-JIMBO. You know what I'd tell them, and I say this based on experience, two things. Sock it away. Retirement might seem like a concept that is eons away in the future. It is never too soon to start socking it away. And think about real estate, because right now, the lines cross in a way they seldom do. Prices are low, interest rates are low. Millionaires will be made by people who shop carefully for real estate right now. It's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Holland Cook. Back in a flash. is not the end. This is only the beginning. Actually, we're nearing the end. It's the Jim Bohannon Show, and I'm Holland Cook. About 2.4 million students will graduate with bachelor's and associate's degrees as part of the class of 2010, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And if you were addressing them as the commencement speaker, what would be your words of wisdom? Jimbo. Your advice can be serious, your advice can be profound, your advice can be funny, it can be wistful. If you were there in cap and gown at the podium, what would you tell the graduating class of 2010? Here's one of my neighbors in southern New England, Arlene from New Bedford. Welcome to the Jim Bohannon Show.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I am very good. It's good to hear a neighbor. I live in Rhode Island, so you're just over the line.
Just over the line.
Now, what would you tell the kiddos if you were standing there?
I would suggest they learn to live on a budget.
No kidding.
Because I think they're really going to get slammed with taxes as a result of all the debt we're in now. So I think they might have to get comfortable with the idea that the excess is over, and they may want to learn to economize, scaling down, buying on sales.
Yeah, think about the difference between what you need and what you want, right?
Yeah, and really, they may really have to make it a science, because I think they're, you know, I think it's going to be hard for them.
Amen.
But I really do think that today's kids are in for an awakening.
No kidding. I think your advice would be sound for any generation, but look at what's happened with all this debt we're piling up and the big credit card the government's wielding, and we are measurably passing on to our children some of our own excesses. Kirk is in Athens, Ohio. If you were the commencement address, what would you be telling the caps and gowns?
Well, I really liked what one of your earlier callers said about start stocking it away. One thing my father taught me when I was 18, and I'm in my mid-50s now, he said start putting money in an IRA. Start planning for retirement now. And thank goodness he did, because I've got a little nest egg that's in pretty good shape. But right now I'm walking through a grocery store, and I can't tell you the number of products that I see on the shelf. All of them, you know, sweets or foods, wonderful variety, except we haven't trained the next generation of how to limit their appetites and their desires. I mean, this is really nice. I can buy just about anything that I want, but I can't buy the whole store. So, yes, learn to live on a budget, and although this is probably going to anger some of your listeners, I would also recommend that they practice birth control. Don't start the family until you're financially ready.
Amen to both of those. Let's go now to Kevin in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. What would your advice be for the class of 2010?
Pretty simple. Do not let anybody do for you what you are capable of doing for yourself.
Succinctly stated. Let's go to Connie in Akron, Ohio. If you were the commencement address giver, what would you tell these kiddos?
You know what? I would tell them just to follow where they need to be, and by the grace of God, they're going to be where they are.
All right. Let's go back to Missouri. And, Kim, what is your advice for the class of 2010?
Well, I come from the beautiful Ozark Mountains of Missouri. And I would tell them to go outside.
Okay.
That everything is geared to keep you in boxes, and even within those boxes, in boxes, looking at boxes.
Yeah.
So I think that to learn what you can eat out here and the water where it's clean, and to know the difference between dirty air and clean air, and to understand what is the public trust and what it is that we're trying to defend, that this would broaden their horizons and it would teach them the sacredness of life. And, you know, the interdependence. That
yeah, and you know what? I think
self-sufficiency is an illusion.
There's a fitness aspect to what you're saying, too, because generation by generation, we're getting more sedentary. And you put your finger on it a minute ago when you talk about we're squinting at boxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a society, generations ago, we used to move our arms and legs more, and we were a more fit society. And, you know, the first lady has weighed in on overweight kiddos and all of the sugary glop and the sitting still and the games have got to contribute to that, huh?
Well, you can have a more valid relationship with a clover or a marigold than you can have in cyberspace sometimes.
Well said, Kim. Thank you for calling the Jim Bohannon Show. Let's go to Virginia and Betty. If you were delivering the commencement address, what would your advice be to the class of 2010?
I've heard a lot of good advice given, but to apply yourself, work hard, do your job, don't glitch on the job, do what you're supposed to. You'll have a sense of satisfaction and pride besides getting the job done. Be good to children, look out for them, and I guess budget, because everybody has to, and this, like it's already been said, our young people coming on probably going to have to do more of it than we have even done.
Amen.
Because we're leaving them such an ugly picture to straighten up.
Yes, we are. This is a common theme among a lot of the callers, and I wonder if kids can conceptualize having to come up with their own dough. Because mom and dad and college and the meal ticket and the dorm, it's all been provided until this point. And I wonder how we can make that point without sounding like a lecture. How can we sell them the necessity of getting smart about money? 1-866-505-4626. It's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Holland Cook. And up until the top of the hour, your advice for the class of 2010 here during graduation season, 866-50-JIMBO. We're going to go back to your calls next. It's the Jim Bohannon Show with hopefully engaging guest host Holland Cook. And here during graduation season, we are dishing out durable advice for the class of 2010.
We'll remember always graduation day at the senior prom. We danced till three, and there you gave your heart to me. We'll remember always graduation day.
And suppose you were there, you in cap and gown, the long-winded commencement speaker. What advice would you offer the graduating seniors of 2010? Let's go to Uniontown, Ohio. Willis, you're on the Jim Bohannon Show.
I'm 37 years old, and I'm going to say, you know, anything worth in life is worth working for. If you want something in life, you have to work for it, you have to earn it, and don't give up.
Hang in there, huh? Okay, let's stay in Ohio and talk to Missy. What would your advice be for this year's crop?
To respect the words in God, we trust the American flag and our service members.
Well, thank you for calling. And how about one more from Ohio? Scott from Salem, what is your advice if you're giving the graduation speech?
My advice is find the nearest tea party in your area and advocate it. Get involved.
In other words, don't be a slave to business as usual.
You're absolutely right.
All right, Jim from Walker, Iowa, what would your advice be if you were dishing out the commencement address?
Don't forget the professional trades, plumber, pipe fitter, people that fix your heating, your air conditioning. Those are things that pay good, you can use for life, and they can't ship it overseas. It's something you can do here in this country.
Amen.
something that's forgotten a lot.
Yeah, I just want to correct one thing you said. Plumbing doesn't pay good. It pays great.
It pays very great, and it isn't something that is simple. It does take training, math, a lot of other things that a lot of people don't even consider. And fortunately, more and more people are starting to look at that rather than going into college, because you can get into apprenticeship programs and other things that will pay you good money starting, plus you then don't have a college bill to pay for it when you get out.
No, amen. I wish I was making the kind of dough my plumber did, and this guy will always be in demand, and by the time you get there, they're real happy to see you. Let's go to Charleston, South Carolina. Rob, you're on the Jim Bohannon Show. What's your advice for the class of 2010?
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate them for making it. They are adults now, but there are other adults out there who are their elders, and I would say take their advice. They've been there. They've done it. Listen to them. Listen to what they've got to say.
Yeah, don't shrug it off just because they're old.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for calling. 1-866-505-4626. If you were delivering the commencement address, what would be your advice for the class of 2010? 1-866-50-JIMBO. Hey, let's go to Brennan, Minnesota. Bernie, you're on the Jim Bohannon Show. What would your remarks offer?
Tell them always wear clean underwear because you might get in an accident.
I haven't heard that for years. Enterprise, Alabama. Daniel, you're there in cap and gown. What is your sage advice?
I would give them three pieces of advice: ethics, honesty, and responsibility.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. I personally live in Rhode Island, and I'm visiting in Washington here to guest host for Jimbo. And while I've been in town, I visited my friend Sarah in Bethesda nearby here, whom I've known for many moons, and she has two sons, each a year away from graduation, one about to finish high school, one about to finish college. And I asked her the other night, I said, what would be your advice if you were speaking at either of the graduations you're about to attend? And she said, as only a mom could, be solid and kind, not just striving, competitive, and winning at all costs. She said, feel good inside, and don't just worry about how you look from the outside. And this comes from the mom of two gifted, talented, accomplished kids whom I've known since before they were born. Hey, Phil from Iowa, if you were delivering the thoughtful commencement address, what would you tell the seniors?
Call me an idealist. I'm only 30. But the way I look at it is you read the newspaper and everything, and you hear bad reports and good reports. But if you had a dream, don't let the little bumps in the road stop you from going after it. It's the people that really work hard that succeed in whatever they put their mind to.
You know, people who have told me that often also add, don't let people talk you out of your dream.
Oh, isn't that true? Because
you'll always run into negative people whose imagination might not keep pace with yours, and they can't imagine doing what you feel hell-bent on doing, and don't let them talk you out of it, right?
That's absolutely correct.
All right, Phil. Hey, thanks for calling. Let's go to Uniontown, Ohio. Jack, you're on the Jim Bohannon Show. Your advice.
Hey, my advice to all these young seniors coming out of college, congratulations to them. But I think they should maybe get into state or city government, because there's a lot of good opportunities for them for early retirement, and they can make a lot of money when they retire when they're, you know, 45 or 46 years old.
Well, yeah, if the governments can still afford to fund these pensions, and there's only about two states in the union that are not in deep doo-doo financially. How about your advice for the class of 2010? 1-866-505-4626. We got time for some more calls. 866-50-JIMBO. It's the Jim Bohannon Show. I'm Holland Cook, back in a flash. It's the Jim Bohannon Show, and I'm Holland Cook. We're talking about graduation and commencement addresses, and I wanted to share something very thoughtful with you, a recent commencement address given by somebody I admire a lot, Rachel Maddow.
Consider the possibility that you might very well get old. Everybody hopes that you do. Be part of good decisions, because the stuff that you do now, you will want to be bragging about when you're 90. How do you become part of good decisions? In the absence of a crystal ball, the best way to guess what is going to work out in the future, to figure out what you will be glad to have played a role in, is to get smart and get smart fast. To take the opportunities that you've got very seriously. To continue your education, not necessarily in a grad school way, although that's awesome if you choose to do that, but in a lifelong way. Be intellectually and morally rigorous in your own decision making and expect that the important people in your life do the same if they want to stay important to you.
We are in Rachel's debt because she let us use a piece of her show in one of the earlier hours, and I wanted to share just one more piece from her recent speech.
You are graduating from Smith College. You are well prepared, you are poised, you are well connected, you are wicked smart, and you are already accomplished. Do not for yourself today, but for yourself to be proud of at the end of your life. Do not for the fame, but for the glory. Learn the difference. Do not just for your own life, but for the life of your nation that is still, for all its challenges and its flaws, in many ways, the best hope on earth, a country that needs you and the best that you have to offer and your best judgment.
Rachel Maddow from MSNBC, who was very generous and let us use a piece of her interview with Rand Paul in our first couple hours, which will be available at JimboTalk.net tomorrow. If you missed them, you'll want to hear them. Hey, I have had a great time, like I always do when Jimbo lets me keep the seat warm. I'm Holland Cook. Jimbo will be back Monday with a great show with Elena Newport from the Capitol Steps, a real Washington institution. Thank you for putting me on. This is Westwood One.